And I should have mentioned one last one. There was a victory shout already on Calvary.
Yes.
It is finished.
Yes.
With a loud voice.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And the correlation of that would be in this, because he did not only save us from the penalty of sin when he paid for them on the cross, he's continually saving us from the power of sin in the power of the Spirit. But that's not it. We're still struggling. That's now, right. Here is the third one. See, God's work is completely. He said it is finished, and he really meant it. Everything is taken care of. Well, it's happening now, and the final victory will be that from the presence of sin, we're going to be taken up from that. God's work is complete. I'll be happy with just the penalty of sin. That would be enough for me. But God's work is completely and complete all the way, even from the presence of sin. That is the final victory. He's going to take us out of it.
Sam, you had an exercise. How then should we live? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. And this is the doctrine. We shall not all sleep. By the way, there's no soul sleep in the Bible. When you read the word sleep, it's referring to the body, not the soul. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment. That's the atom, very small particle, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal put on immortality. So, when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. And almost like a hymn, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin, the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, and this is the practical side, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Brother Leonard, I have a question for you.
Hope I can answer.
The soul of the believer can be, would you say, in this sphere of sleeping. That's why the Apostle Paul would encourage the saints, awakest thou sleepest from amongst the dead, and rise. So I wonder if this is now in relationship to the moral condition of an individual more than the body itself?
Yes.
I have a problem. Yeah, I think you mean the moral condition of sleeping, because I know what you're mentioning about people who reach that souls would be entranced.
Well, Lazarus also, he sleepeth.
Amen.
But there's a doctrine that says sleep. And that's referring to sleep in the Bible is referring to the body. The passage that you mentioned, yes, is a moral or spiritual condition. Yeah.
So the believers are asleep in Christ and they're not dead? I mean, it is mentioned that most of the time the believers are mentioned.
They're dead in Christ, too. Yeah. Both are true.
And the Lord said that to the disciples. If he sleeps, he'll do well. The Lord says, he's dead.
Yeah. Both are true.
Clarification.
We're trying to pick words here, but they're both true.
Yeah.
I think the real issue that we need to focus on is the verse that our brother ended with in chapter 15, that we need to be abounding in the work of the Lord, that we don't fall asleep. And I'm going to leave it at that, but that we stay busy with our eyes fixed and focused on our Savior, and that our hearts are longing for His return.
Did you use the word fixed?
Fixed.
370, 347.
What a leaving.